With the information that blood pressure equals cardiac output times peripheral resistance, you can then start to think about what effect physiological conditions can have on the blood pressure. So, for example, if you increase the hematocrit, think about what's that going to do to blood viscosity. And if it has an effect on blood viscosity, it'll, of course, have an effect on peripheral resistance. So think about what will happen if you increase the hematocrit. Will it increase the blood pressure or decrease it? And conversely, if you were to decrease hematocrit, what effect would it have on blood pressure? Again, vasoconstriction. If you start to narrow the blood vessels, what's going to happen to peripheral resistance? And then in turn, what will happen to blood pressure? Atherosclerosis. If plaque is forming inside of the arteries, what effect is that going to have on the diameter of the inside of the blood vessels? And again, what effect will that have on peripheral resistance? And once you know what effect it has on peripheral resistance, of course, you can figure out the effect on blood pressure. Same with atherosclerosis, which is also called hardening of the arteries, where the walls of the arteries become less flexible. They're less able to stretch and recoil properly during the beating of the heart, under the pressure of the beating of the heart. So think about what effect that would have on peripheral resistance and blood pressure. And vasodilation, as opposed to vasoconstriction. What is that going to do to peripheral resistance? What will it do to blood pressure? And finally, what happens with blood loss? What if you have less blood available in the circulatory system? What's that going to do to peripheral resistance? What's it going to do to cardiac output? And consequently, what effect would that have on blood pressure? And then finally, blood doping. Blood doping is when an athlete adds additional red blood cells to their blood in an effort to increase their ability to carry oxygen and their athletic performance. So think about what that's going to do to the viscosity of the blood, what's that going to do to peripheral resistance, and so on.